Welcome to the Greater Lansing Food Championship Podcast. I'm Phil Friend, a sports reporter at the Lansing State Journal and your host for our newest audio endeavor as we attempt to determine the city's best individual menu item from a Lansing restaurant. And how we're doing that is a 32-item knockout-style tournament similar to the NCAA basketball tourney where different LSJ staffers will appear on each podcast episode, eat each individual item, collect their thoughts, and then we'll vote between the two foodstuffs. With the one advancing to the next round and the other one going home. We determined those 32 items using Yelp, which ranks restaurants in three categories: recommended, highest rated, and most reviewed. We aggregated the restaurants' rankings in all three categories, and the 8 best scores were selected in the 4 regions: Mexican, American, pizza, and international. Today, we'll be eating and voting on 8 food items from 2 regions, the international region and the Mexican region. For this first part of the podcast, I am joined by 2 of my cohorts, the LSJ, in the quote-unquote podcast studio. To my left, Crystal Nurse. Crystal, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am phenomenal. To my right, Kara Berg. Kara, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good. You guys, of course, have previously appeared on the podcast. Crystal, you participated in the first round in the Mexican region, if I remember correctly. And Kara, you were in the American region?
Yes.
Okay, so how did... before we get into the specifics here, how did you think the food today in the international region compared to what you guys ate last time?
I feel like they're like on the same playing field, but like some is just like, okay, well, that's a bit much. Others are just like, I need a bit more from them. So
I think overall the American food that we tried probably was better than the international food today.
Yeah, I believe you were the one that made the comment in the kitchen that overall of the 4 items that we ate here in the international, you didn't appear to be the biggest fan of food, and you kind of got some nods in agreement here. So I mean, I'll be interested to see what you guys have to say about every single one of these items here. So I guess I should recap, or not necessarily recap, but just kind of go over the matchups here that we will be going over in the podcast today. As I said, first off, we will do the international region, where it is the 8 seed, Altuz Ethiopian Cuisine and the Spicy Drumsticks, taking on the 5 seed, La Cocina Cubana and the Ropa Vieja. And then in the other half of that bracket, it is the 3 seed, Zaytun Mediterranean and the Chicken Shawarma, versus the 2 seed, Nang Myanmar and the Pad Khi Moi. And in the second half of the podcast, I will be joined by Craig Lyons and Mark Johnson as we will vote in the Mexican food region. And those matchups are the 1 seed, El Oasis and the Breakfast Burrito, versus the 4 seed, Pancho's Taquera and the Burrito Tacos. And then it is the 6 seed, Maria's Cuisine and its Burrito Tacos, against the 2 seed, Pablo's Old Town and the La Torta. All right. Are you guys' bellies full? Are you guys ready to go here?
Yes, I'm definitely ready. Nice and full.
Yeah, I was going to say, since there were only 4 food items instead of 8 when we did this last time, there was a time we were able to kind of eat more of all of the food here, and I think that's just the way it's kind of going to go, as of course we can all determine we can actually eat like half an item, if not a full item entirely. So, all right, let's start with the 8-5 matchup, which is Altuz Ethiopian Cuisine and the Spicy Drumsticks versus La Cocina Cabana and the Ropa Vieja. And the first thing we're going to discuss is the spicy drumsticks from Altuz. And that's the spicy drumsticks are spicy drumsticks, spicy beef, spicy lentils, and mild limas. Okay, Crystal, you sort of made a discovery here that maybe we didn't necessarily realize what was going on with Altuz in the first round. This is where we have to maybe some of us should be a little more cultured than the others. But just kind of take me through your process with Altuz and what you thought of the food.
So I discovered that they give you this little rolled up bread called injera, where usually in the restaurant, it's spread out on a table and the food is placed in the injera. And then what you do is that you tear apart pieces of the injera and use it to pick up the food and eat the food while also simultaneously eating the injera. So it's like it's your food and your utensils throughout the entirety of your meal. And what I discovered is that it was so much easier eating that spicy chicken with it than without it, because holy hell, that chicken, like the spices of that chicken just shot through my nose, because I was expecting like maybe spicy, like, I don't know, probably like buffalo hot spicy, but this is like a whole nother level of spicy that like, I don't know if I could take it again.
Well, like Like I said, when I was trying to cut off a piece of the drumstick, I splattered all over myself, all over the table, and I was just trying to like lick a little bit off my finger, and like just that little bit I took was like super super spicy, and I was just like, holy cow! And like I knew it was hot from the last time we ate it, but I was just like, oh, I was not really ready for that. And the injera that you mentioned, I kind of wish I'd known what its purpose was the first time around. Like I knew that, I mean, it came last time, and none of us really knew what it was for. I mean, it literally just kind of looks like a rolled up. A thin rolled up sponge is exactly what it looks like. But I got to admit that it definitely took away some of the spice, which made it less spicy, which I guess is a good thing. And then I thought it was fun just to use the injera to just pick everything up and eat it.
Yeah, basically added that little bit of entertainment to eating. So that's why I kind of like the injera. Although I just wish the chicken itself had a bit more flavor than spice, because I feel like there was too much of a focus on getting it hot rather than getting it like filled with spices.
The spice was very overpowering. It might have been a little too spicy for me. I think mixing it with the rice really helped too. But it was definitely good overall. It had a really good flavor.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, you can't go wrong with chicken, I guess, at the end of the day. And the actual chicken part that I like, the spice was just a little too much for me. But again, that's the purpose of the drumsticks the spicy drumsticks is to be as spicy as possible and make your mouth breathe fire, you know, and whatnot. So,
I mean, when you were reading off the ingredients, you said spicy, what, like five times?
Yes. Right. Spicy drumsticks, spicy beef, spicy lentils, and mild limas.
So it's really good that none of us ate the lentils, because that probably would have been worse.
Yeah, like, I think we all just focused on the rice that came on the side and the drumsticks part of it. The Ropa Vieja sandwich comes with shredded beef, toasted bread, Swiss cheese, tomato, jalapenos, and lettuce. Now, before we talk about the sandwich, I will say that this was definitely one of the favorite items that we ate in the first round, and high praise all the way around. And so I would be curious to see if we kind of feel the same way with a different group of people here. Kara, you go first.
I really love the sandwich. I think this was definitely my favorite food in this round. The bread especially was great. It was so soft and just toasted perfectly. Overall, really great sandwich.
The beef was a little bit dry, and so it was like kind of hard to eat sandwich, because like I mean I left all the tomatoes. I know you picked off the tomatoes.
No, I ate the tomatoes.
You ate the tomatoes. I'm so proud.
I did pick off the tomatoes, so
I'm not proud of you. And I did like the jalapeno that they had in there, because it did taste pretty good. The cheese was, I mean, I'm not really a fan of cheese, but it doesn't matter to me. But for me, the bread was just like, it was just meh.
Wow.
I
think the bread is excellent. I even wrote my notes here. Do I really like the sandwich, or do I like the bread? Is it just the bread? Do I just like the bread so much better than the rest of it? But I really think that the bread pulls everything together. Like it's the items that I wrote off, those are full of items that I normally do not eat in my sandwich, but here I am. I'm eating half a sandwich here today because I just enjoyed the bread. I love the way it soaked up the ingredients, and it's a nice thick bread, you know, and it tastes great. Both times we've had it, they've toasted it perfectly, and I'm just like, man, again, I got to explore the rest more of their sandwich menu. That's one of the things that I've kind of learned here. I will say, did anyone think that there wasn't that much beef on it? Did that stand out to anybody, or is that just me?
Mine had a lot of beef. It might have been the way we cut it.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess. It's a little bit of a mess to cut.
Hard to share.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a mess to cut or we just are terrible at cutting the food. It could go either way here.
Could definitely be both.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. All right. Any final thoughts about either of these two before we vote?
No.
Nope.
Okay. So what we will do is I will count down 1, 2, 3, and then we'll say the name of the restaurant. So you either say all twos or La Cucina. 1, 2, 3.
La Cucina.
All right.
On to the next round.
All right. La Cucina Cabana and the Ropa Vieja advances to the Elite Eight. All right. The second matchup. So we have Zaytun Mediterranean's Chicken Shawarma versus Nang Myanmar's Pad Quinoa. And in the Pad Quinoa is a rice noodle, onion, carrot, chili, egg, cabbage, broccoli, black pepper seed, lemongrass, lemon leaf, and soy sauce. And last time we got the chicken, and this time we got it with the pork. And I don't know if that'll make a difference or not here when it comes to the voting, but we'll find out. All right, Zaytun Mediterranean Chicken Shawarma. Crystal.
So the chicken shawarma, it was very juicy for me. I loved it. I loved the hummus that came with it. I just like when I'm eating it, I was also thinking like there's something like missing, like, because usually when I do get Middle Eastern food, they give you your shawarma, they give you your rice, but then there's like a vegetable that's like a palate cleanser type of thing. Whether it would be a Lebanese salad.
This is probably the orderer's fault, because you get a choice of like seven or eight things, and I went with the lentil soup as the side. So that's why there's no salad. There was no salad or vegetable or anything like that.
Damn you, Phil.
I know. So there, those options are there. I just did not get the option that you preferred. And the fact that nobody ate the lentil soup maybe means that, but there was no charge for the lentil soup, whereas everything else, you had to, there's an added fee to it. Even it is what it is.
Was garlic an option?
That's a good, let me fire it up.
It definitely needed some garlic if it was.
Let me fire it up here.
Yeah. Usually chicken shawarma does have a bit of garlic in it. And it's also like,
or like the cup of garlic paste on the side.
And also, they also have like something that has like oil in it that makes the chicken shawarma just like, I don't know, gives it a little za to it.
A little less dry.
Well, I mean, it wasn't dry.
I thought it was kind of dry.
Okay, so your combo side choice, you get extra rice, probably going to pronounce this wrong, fattoush salad, Greek salad, house salad, Lebanese salad, lentil soup, pasta salad, quinoa salad.
Quinoa.
What?
It's quinoa.
That's what I said.
You said quinoa.
Quinoa. Whatever. Tabbouleh salad, vegetable soup. So there's nothing about... There's some non-vegetarian combo options and some meat additions. Chicken shawarma, shrimp, deboned chicken, chicken breast, chicken kebab, beef kebab, lamb kebab, shish kofta, salmon. That one I definitely missed. Salmon. So those were the choices. So I don't think any of those were garlic related. So,
well, definitely should have had some garlic then. All right. That would have made it a lot better.
All right. Well, noted for next time. Anyway,
I overall thought it was good. Like I said before, I thought the chicken was a little bit dry, but the rice and hummus were really good. Pretty good flavor there. But I think overall, I've had better in Lansing.
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, I didn't think the chicken was dry, but as I said when we were eating in the kitchen, I've had wetter chicken and I've had drier chicken. So I guess it was just kind of in the middle for me. It didn't really affect my opinion of it one way or the other. I thought the rice was good. The hummus, as we talked about last time, I thought the hummus was excellent. It's really good hummus. I had a little bit of it with the pita as well, and I thought the bread was good.
Yes, the bread was great.
Gotcha. So overall, I would say that, I mean, I don't eat chicken shawarma as much as a lot of people here in the newsroom, but overall, I thought it was fine. It was good. I enjoyed it. All right. Moving on to the pad quinoa from Nyang, Myanmar. Kara.
I think it overall had a good flavor, but it just could have used a little more. I don't know if it's a little more spice or a little more flavors inside of it, but it was a little bit bland. I think overall it was a good meal, though. I really liked the way the noodles tasted.
Crystal.
I just wish there was like a hot spice to it, because I think that would have made it better. I mean, for me personally, I like getting Thai food after hangovers just because it's a great hangover cure. So just because it has everything you need in it and more. So I thought it was good, but I just wish that there was like some sort of like chili pepper or something just to wake it up a bit. But it was overall good.
Yeah, I never really thought of it. There's so many different things in there that I never think it needs more of something, more of something else, one thing or the other. But I will say that when we did the first round, I did not have any of the drunken noodles, so this was new for me. And I gotta say, I quite liked it. I was surprised that that actually I loved the taste. I loved the pork. It's like I think we went with the chicken last time. Got the pork this time. I thought the pork was a nice addition. I think I liked the pork. I think I would like the pork more than the chicken if I was getting the drunken noodles, all that. And like I said, the noodles had a good flavor, and I thought when you read off all the ingredients, it seems like a weird mix of everything we're putting together. But like you said, those are the ingredients to cure your hangover, and it's what it's there for. And I feel like that's also something I might try again here in the future. So,
and hearing drunken, I definitely thought they were going to be a little wetter, have a little bit more sauce on them.
I mean, there might have been some at the bottom of the tray where you could have maybe just mixed the noodles around a little bit. And then,
yeah,
so. It's kind of like the when we ate the awesome mess from Capital City, where we ate it so late and all the sauces like dipped down in the bread, like the bottom bun on the awesome mess was delicious. All right, any final thoughts? Are you guys ready to vote here?
think we're ready to vote.
All right. Say Zaytun or Nang Myanmar on three. One, two, three.
Nang Myanmar.
Yep. All right. Nang Myanmar and the Drunken Noodles advance to Elite Eight. And here in a few seconds, we will move on to the Mexican food region. Thank you guys very much for coming on here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
I'm happy to get free food.
Always.
Aren't we all? All right. And now I am joined by two different cohorts in the LSJ staff room. To my left is Mark Johnson. Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, especially anytime you can have Mexican food, it's a good day.
Yeah, we literally just finished eating about 10 minutes ago, and I think it's safe to say we're all pretty full here, and we'll see if that's going to hinder our thoughts here or not. And to my right, Craig Lyons. Craig, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Both of you guys participated in the first round. Craig, I believe you were in the American category, and Mark, in international. Mm-hmm. How did you feel like overall the food tonight stacked up to your respective first rounds?
I think it was on par with the variety. I mean, not everything was the same, and I think that Nate and Crystal set us up for a good series of dishes.
Yeah, I believe as well, like, the variety was there. I've still kind of learning about the international food scene, so it was fun for me to try some of the things, specifically the birria tacos here. So we definitely had a nice assortment of food to try out.
Yeah, our listeners would have already heard this, but so I'll let you guys know who won the international category. It was La Cocina Cubana defeating L2's in the round 16. So that was the Ropa Vieja from there beating L2's Spicy Drumsticks. And Niang Myanmar's Pad Ke Mua defeated Zaytun's Chicken Shawarma. I know Mark's a big shawarma guy, so that's got to feel like a big time upset.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah.
I saw that shawarma and I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was, that's the thing. You got to have consistency in the way you're preparing things. And I don't think we necessarily saw that consistency with Zaytun. And then maybe one of the dishes here that we're about ready to talk about here in a couple minutes, and we can get into that from there. All right, you guys ready to go here?
Let's do it.
All right. So the first matchup is the one seed El Oasis. So I guess before we get in here, a little controversy is not the right word, but an unfortunate issue with El Oasis and the breakfast burrito, in that when I went to go order and then pick up the breakfast burrito, El Oasis was out of eggs. Because there was no way for us to reschedule all this, we had to kind of sub in. So we went with we stuck in the burrito category, but we went with the big burrito, and that is going against the four seed, which is the Birria Tacos from Pancho's Taquiera. Craig, what did you think of the big burrito's late inclusion into the event? Did that change things? And what did you think of it overall?
I've never had the breakfast burrito, so I cannot compare the two menu items. But I thought the big burrito, it was an apt moniker. Overall, good taste, nice flavor. I thought the rice to the rest of the contents ratio was a little off, as I, you know, was expecting some more lettuce, tomatoes, a little bit of that extra stuff.
I guess before I failed as a host here, before we get into a little too much here, let me explain or describe what's in the breakfast burrito. It's a 14-inch flour tortilla rolled and filled with beans, rice, tomato, onion, lettuce, sour cream, cheese, and your choice of meat, which we went with chicken for this one. And you mentioned the rice.
The big burrito. You said the breakfast burrito.
Sorry. Yes, the big burrito stays in the podcast. So yes, I was describing the big burrito as opposed to the dearly departed breakfast burrito. So yeah, you mentioned the rice. There was a lot of rice in this thing, probably more than we would prefer. And I think the surprising. Didn't really taste much of the tomato or the lettuce or even the onion, really.
Yeah, with big burritos, you know, it's, in my experience, it's been more quantity over quality. So when I kind of went in with this with low expectations, but it was a little juicier than I thought it would be. I actually really enjoyed it. It had a fresh taste to it. I'm still trying to figure out what the fresh taste was. Because I didn't really get any of the tomatoes and onions like I would have really liked. That's about the only thing I would challenge with that, to have some more tomatoes and onions and some more vegetables in it. But overall, I thought it was really good, and some tastes that, like I said, are still a mystery to me, but I really liked it.
I think when we were talking about it, we kind of felt like it was probably the sour cream But the thing that we did also notice, we talked about the lack of the vegetables. There was also there wasn't much sour cream to any of the portions that we ate, and I think we were all hoping for maybe a little bit more when it came to the sour cream department. It's not like we needed it, you know, slathered in it. We're just like dumping into a vat of sour cream, but maybe just a little more to kind of to spice it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to its opponent, which is the burrito tacos from Pancho's Taqueria. Mark.
Well, I mean, this was my first time having a burrito taco. So it was very interesting hearing exactly how it's made and things like that. It was really good. I love the shell. And the meat in there was really good. And the sauce was excellent. I love the sauce. As soon as I came in and I had to take the lid off the sauce. And as soon as you take the lid off, like the smell just comes right up to you and just smells so good. So I thought it was really solid.
I would agree. I mean, the sauce just added a great touch. I mean, I don't know if that was cinnamon. There was some spice that gave it, I mean, just that smell and the taste. Not to mention the tacos were just packed with filling. I mean, it was a great dish.
Yeah. So I believe the sauce is called consomme sauce, as our fellow LSU reporter Crystal Nurse will let us know. And we mentioned this in the last time we did talked about the Mexican food, but she wrote a great story on burrito tacos and kind of where they came from and everything. It's just a pretty good introduction to what you to learn about what they are exactly. And we'll include a link to the article in the episode notes here. So I am kind of going along with everybody else here. I mean, I really enjoyed them. I love the way they make the shells. I mean, they're really good. I love cheese. I love the way the extra time they spend making the shells so that you get that burrito taste. And the sauce was great. I preferred the sauce of the other burrito taco restaurant entrance, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But the sauce was good. I mean, you really can't go wrong with the burrito tacos. And I just thought overall, it's just a great food. So how we do this is, I'm going to count down to three, one, two, three, and then you will say the restaurant. So you'll say either El Oasis or Pancho's. One, two, three.
Pancho's.
Pancho's it is. Moving on to the Elite Eight and the Burrito Tacos. All right. Then the final matchup here of this podcast. It is the sixth seed, Maria's Cuisine and its Burrito Tacos versus the two seed, Pablo's Old Town and the La Torta. All right, well, let's start with the burrito tacos from Maria's Cuisine. Mark.
Well, as we talked about, it was a good taco. I would have liked some little extra in the sauce. The meat was really tender. I really enjoyed the meat. And the tomatoes, and this one did a good job, I think, with the vegetables. I would have liked a little extra kick somewhere. Maybe I was trying to, you know, as I was chewing, I was trying to think, you know, where it was missing, and maybe just a little extra kick or maybe some sweetness would have been nice. But again, the meat was great. I love the vegetables, and I thought it was overall pretty good.
I thought the crisp tortilla was just made it excel. I mean, the Pancho's, their burrito taco was good, but the crisp shell in Maria's was much better. But overall, it was nice. I wasn't as packed with filling as the Pancho's, but I thought there was a lot more flavor. The onion really brought out something extra. And the sauce, it didn't have that strong flavor, but it was still really well done.
So here's the thing about Maria. We talked about we're getting consistency one way or the other. The shell from Maria's was just absolutely great when we got it 2 weeks ago. And I would say it was the exact same this around. Very crisp, very cheesy, very good. And Pancho's is very cheesy too. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like when you're looking for that Christmas and the way to, you know, for that taco to, you know, eat, you know, bite down like a true taco, I thought Maria's really kind of got the job done there with its burrito taco.
And I imagine it would be incredible if we had like hot off the plate. Oh my goodness. It would have been amazing.
Yeah. And as I said, I prefer their consomme sauce to Pancho's, but I'm willing to accept I'm in the minority opinion on that. Okay. Its opponent, the La Torta from Pablo's Old Town. A reminder to what's in the La Torta. The La Torta is made with fresh homemade bread filled with beans, Mexican shredded cheese, tomato, onion, avocado, jalapenos, and your choice of meat or veggies. And I believe we went with the shredded pork for this one. And Craig, you go first. What were your thoughts on it?
I thought the bread was heavenly. It was nice. It was light. It was well baked. The rest of the sandwich, I'm unsure of. I mean, when I bit into it, there was no strong flavor. There was no real spice. I mean, once you were eating for a little bit, you might get the pepper in there that gave it that kick. Otherwise, it was just, I mean, lacking in flavor to some extent. I mean, I expected a little more, you know, more spice, a little more character maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I agree on the bread. The bread was really good. I love anytime it's a homemade bread in a dish. I thought the kick was there a little bit. I'm also not a huge fan of really, really overly spicy food. So it was the right amount of spice for me. What I would have liked is a little more sweetness. You know, I don't know how that would have came in. Maybe some sour cream or something to just kind of give you that extra flavor. But really for me, the vegetables again in there, the avocado, I thought really gave it a good extra taste and kind of brought some other tastes out. And, you know, overall it was a great sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing I found interesting about it was I remember really liking this sandwich in the first round. And then this time around, there was something a little missing from it. Maybe it was something as simple as the avocado, which we got a whole lot of I remember getting a whole lot of in the first round, but in this sandwich, there just wasn't as much avocado there. At least in the portion that I had, there was no avocado there. And if there was some, I didn't really taste it. Maybe that's on me for maybe not making sure there was avocado on my portion of the sandwich or whatnot. But it was interesting. Like the bread is my favorite is the best part of it. I love the homemade bread aspect of it. For whatever reason, the way I cut it, I was, you know, eating off one end and then I turned it around. I flipped to the other side. I was like, and then for some reason there was more meat back there and it just tasted better once we were getting a little more action. So I don't know. That could just be the way we cut it. Could be just a meat thing, but, yeah, I just thought it was, I don't know if it was, I didn't like it as much as I did the first time around. So, all right. Are you guys ready to vote or do you have any more final thoughts on this?
I think I hate myself a little bit for what I'm setting up for the next round.
Wow. Okay. On the count of three, you'll say Maria's or Pablo's. One, two, three.
Maria's.
Wow. Clean sweeps for the Berea tacos. I have a proposition for you guys. This might be a little unprecedented move here. So obviously we had the El Oasis problem with the different sandwich. We've got two Berea tacos in the Elite Eight. Do you think we should just flip this on its head and have the Berea tacos go head to head in this round? So only one advances to the Elite Eight and then we go to the other two, or just so we would go right now. We're flipping it. We're going Pancho's versus Maria's and El Oasis versus Pablo's. Or does that ruin the sanctity of the tournament?
I'm just here for the free food. I'm not going to make any big decisions.
No, we're making big decisions, right? We're making big decisions.
I don't like the idea of the battle of the Berea. So, I mean, I would endorse mixing it up, but others may not feel that way.
So the reason I say that is because I just kind of think if the El Oasis, if the breakfast burrito is in there, like I'm almost certain I'm going to go with the breakfast burrito over Pancho's Berea tacos. So that's where I'm just kind of like, maybe if we, boy, that's a lot. Boy, this would just be totally taking the tournament if we just were like, we'll just move Oasis on and then not honor the way the bracket was drawn up. So, but I also sort of maybe feel that a Berea taco is eventually going to make the final four anyway, so it might just sort of be a moot point.
We should follow the rules, I guess. I mean, would we make this exception in other circumstances?
No, but you know, we were talking about, well, the thing that comes down, especially when you're talking about Mexican food, is that obviously Berea tacos are relatively new to relatively, I mean, they've been around for a while, but relatively new to the American scene. And the fact that we are putting the two finalists in the Mexican category as Berea tacos, what does that say something bad about us, I guess, is what I'm looking for here.
I mean, maybe we just have bad taste.
Well, so here's the thing. So when I proposed this idea, I was totally in favor of just screwing up the thing here and going Berea tacos right now. But as we talked it out and I thought about it, I feel like that just ruins. I think I got to follow the rules that I set forth here. And we're just going to have to man up. And it's just going to be two Berea tacos going against each other in the Elite Eight for the right to get to the final four here. So I just want to talk it out. I just want to propose the idea here. I wanted to see if we could get your two cents and
We can always keep the breakfast burrito in the wings, you know, on the off chance maybe something happens in a future competition and someone needs to drop out.
Maybe maybe Maria's out of shells or something the day we're going to do the Elite Eight here. So All right. Well, I'm glad we talked about it. Good conversation here. So just to quickly recap here, in the international region, it is La Cocina Cabana and its Ropa Vieja sandwich and Nang Myanmar's Pad Ki Ma, a.k.a. Drunk Noodles in the Elite Eight. And from the Mexican food region, it is Pancho's Taquera Burrito Tacos and Maria's Cuisine Burrito Tacos. Any final thoughts here before we call it an evening?
No, I envy whoever is going to be judging the burrito tacos.
Yeah.
It's super, super good.
I really, that's another thing too. It's like, I feel weird advancing both of those on, but the burrito tacos from both those places are excellent. That's just kind of how it goes. Thank you for listening to the Greater Lansing Food Championship Podcast, a Lansing State Journal production. If you enjoy this podcast and the work surrounding it, please consider subscribing. You can follow our coverage at lsj.com and please rate and comment on Apple Podcast. Thanks for listening.